Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. Can you embrace self-awareness while avoiding the extremes of becoming either overly self-conscious or totally self-consumed? How do you respond to the term self-awareness? If you tend to be a reflective person, it may have a positive ring. You may feel like you're self-aware already, but hold tight and don't tune out just yet. If not, you may shy away from this term. It may bring up notions of someone who's all self-consumed and self-centered with their head in the clouds, as the saying goes. Or conversely, it might bring up the other extreme, someone who's very self-conscious, who needs to either loosen up and chill, or perhaps you'd say suck it up and get over themselves. And who'd want to fall into any of these categories? Self-awareness is often advised as a method for becoming one's authentic, true self. Sounds reasonable, doesn't it? But as with many things, you might want to take a look under the hood. One other thing, as a committed follower of Jesus Christ, I want to make sure to avoid any new agey or humanistic influences in my own life and in what I teach and promote. If you're on the same wavelength, then you might be interested to know that self-awareness on its own can be dangerous. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.